Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and thanks for checking out this next episode of the Miles Younger podcast, the only podcast that will knock 10 years off you in 30 minutes. Now, if you heard episode 2, you might remember this.
If you pull the skin on the back of your neck, it just that tightens that up.
But then she's about 95, isn't she? So her neck's probably hanging.
If she took those bulldog clips off...
It's actually her breasts.
Well, you'll be pleased to hear that we haven't been contacted by Jane Seymour's lawyers just yet, so we can keep going. Right, thanks for all your amazing reviews. It's great. I'm chuffed, and I'm read them all. And don't forget, as a thank you from me for taking the time to write one, I'm putting everyone in the draw to win this free weekend at Champneys Health Resort, one of my retreats, which will teach you how to age well. Lots of great sessions you can choose from, plus, of course, a chance to chill in the gorgeous surroundings of Champneys in Tring. Right, coming up today...
I want to grow old, upright, pain-free, fluid and slim.
That's Angie Best, former wife of George Best and mum to the exceptionally handsome Callum Best. Also today, find out what happened when I went out and about in London wearing a face mask for the day to prove that it's okay for guys to try these treatments, but mainly to see what reaction I got. Plus, in the Miles Younger counter, we are talking teeth whitening at home. First, Angie Best. I really love meeting her. She was, do you know what? She was my kind of person. She was straight talking. She knew her stuff when it comes to fitness, nutrition, aging well. And she was really, really open. And she's worked with Cher. So she knows all Cher's secrets. So I had to find out more. We met up at her gym, which is called Metaphysical, in Henley-on-Thames in Oxfordshire. So, Angie Best, welcome to the Miles Younger podcast. I'm so chuffed I've got to speak to you.
Well, thank you, Stuart. And I'm chuffed to speak to you. You look like a 10-year-old.
That's the right thing to say.
I couldn't believe you. Do you know what it is, though, also? It's your demeanour. It's your kind of attitude and your happiness. You know, you walked in and you exuded happiness. And that's the key to longevity and to being young, too. And to looking young.
I think that you're absolutely right. And I said the other day, I put a post on my Instagram, which was, which I think you'll like, which was, don't let the light go off inside because youth shines from the inside out.
Absolutely. The inside creates the outside. That old adage, you are what you eat, is the absolute truth. I mean, we can see that by the amount of obese people that we've got because they're all eating chemicalized foods. Mm. And what's made us overweight in 2018 are the chemicals, because if you look at television from the late 60s, early 70s, everybody was bone thin, but there weren't anywhere near the additives in the food that there are today, or the fast packaged foods. And the first fast packaged food to come along was the Smash mashed potato. Do you remember that?
I remember the advert. What was it? When Smash gets mashed, isn't it?
Yeah. Never ate the stuff. Hideous. But that was the beginning of the end for humans.
Which explains why the advert was a bunch of aliens.
Oh, was it? Oh, I don't
On
remember.
Another planet, yeah.
I can't remember that far back now.
Because we're recording, I'm actually obviously sitting very close to you, considering I've just met you, but so close that I have to say, you have the most amazing skin. And when I talk to people, and people who will have seen you in magazines and will know a bit about you, everyone always wants to know, tell us your secret, what do you do? That's the biggest question I get asked, and people want me to ask you that question because your skin is amazing. It really is.
Well, thank you. I've just written about this, funnily enough, in my magazine. The truth of the matter is I don't use any particular products. What I do is I go into Space NK and I say to the girls, can I have some samples? And they give me samples of all these lovely face creams or night creams or scrubs. But I don't use any particular... I don't believe that creams are going to give you a good skin. I think the good skin's going to come from inside because your skin is your biggest organ.
What's your view on sugar? Because there's a lot of news and writing about how bad sugar is for your skin. Is that something that you take notice of or avoid?
I love ice cream. I love cakes. There are some days when I go like a banshee that I have to have... I'll stop at the garage just so I can buy some sweets. It's terrible. I love pastilles, you know, those fruit pastilles. But I don't take sugar in my tea or coffee. And when I say I like ice cream and cakes, I mean once every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I mean, I'm careful, but I have to say I'm like you. I have moments where I fall off the wagon, but yeah. I think
it's about balance, though, isn't
exactly
it?
And we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. I think, you know, now and again, of course, that's fine, but it's what you generally try and do with in your life when you're being a good boy or a good girl. That's what counts, isn't
it's
it?
It's now and again, but more again, more later than now, whatever that is.
And also the other thing we were saying is about genes. And I mean, you have incredible good genes. I mean, look at Callum, your son Callum, who just is a beautiful man. Whether you're a man or a woman, I think we can all agree that he's a beautiful person.
He is, God love.
He looks great as well, and he'll look great for his age as he goes on. Do you think he and people like him are just naturally blessed, or do you find that he also is becoming more aware of how he looks after himself?
He's naturally blessed, but he's also very aware. He's so aware of how he looks after himself. His morning routine with his lemon water and his turmeric and his ginger he's fanatical now. And it shows because his skin is beautiful, his attitude is beautiful, and he's beautiful. Mind you, his dad was extremely handsome man. He was a very, very handsome man. But you can see in pictures of his dad when the alcohol was taking over, because his looks just went, like gone. And it's the saddest thing to see when somebody is so beautiful and so handsome and they abuse it like that, because God isn't generous with this stuff. He doesn't create beautiful people very often. And there's a responsibility when you are one. And George was one, but he didn't take the responsibility seriously, sadly enough.
Do you think that's affected your own ethos and indeed Callum's, who you've talked about? Because I think if you see someone go through that, I think it makes you, it's a wake-up call to the people closest to him, but also to all of us hearing what you've just said, that, yeah, I need to look after myself. I need to take care.
You've got one body. God has given you one body, and it's up to you to look after it. You can get sick, and I think what happens in this country is people know that if they get sick, the NHS will take care of them, so they don't feel a responsibility to their own bodies. And I find that to be very, very sad, because it's very disrespectful to disrespect your body.
How you look now as a 65-year-old, and we've talked about your skin, but also how you dress now in terms of your style. And someone is maybe in their mid-60s. Is that something you pay care...
66 in July? For fuck's sake. Jesus. I don't like
it. Do you pay loads of attention to that? Do you really do? Do you pay in terms of how you dress? Or do you think it just doesn't change?
Oh, no. My dress is... I still feel in my 40s. My best years were my 50s. I still feel that young. And I'm not going to dress like an old lady. I don't want to get middle-aged spread and have a menopausal belly or great big square hips. I'm never, God forbid, that should ever happen. I want to grow old being upright, pain-free, fluid, and slim. And I never, ever want to be fragile. So for me, the most important anti-aging thing that I do is exercise, weight-bearing exercises, fun. We have fun here during the day. So for me, that's the key to all of it.
It's like you were going, I'm 66 next year, and I'm like, oh, I'm 50 next year.
We're all cronies.
But you know what? We're doing all right.
We
and
are.
The thing is,
because
I just have to remind myself. That is part of it. You got a good point. But I do worry that sometimes people do, like certainly guys, sometimes they get scared to even put a moisturiser on because they think people will see that as vain. And I don't think necessarily that's always a good myth, because actually I see sometimes, is it vanity or is it just maintenance?
If I've got to look at you, please make yourself look as respectable as possible, because otherwise I don't want to look at you. So use your moisturiser, Use your shave, do all the things you have to do, scrub your skin, because I've got to look at you.
I've got a good quote for you here, and I'm trying to remember what it was. If I can't take me seriously, then how can I expect you to take me seriously?
That's the one.
Yeah.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, very good.
And that's exactly what you were saying.
I guess I don't ever want anybody to look at me and go, oh, bless her, and feel sorry for me. Because she's getting old. I don't mind getting old. Well, I do. It's not for the faint-hearted, and it's bullshit.
But age is just a number.
No,
I mean,
it's
we were
not
just
a bloody number.
It is, because we're sitting here going 66 or 50, but that's not how we feel. And actually, to be fair, it's probably not how we look. So why does it matter?
Well, it matters because it is how we feel. Okay. So what's happening now is because I'm on the wrong side of 50. I'm losing muscle tone. The skin is starting to wrinkle and get a bit saggy, and it's like, shit. So now I'm looking into how to maintain that muscle tone into my 80s, because that's the key. No, we don't need it anymore. Thank you very much. It's going. And I'm saying, oh, no, it's not. So keeping my muscle tone is, I've got Mark doing all the research into how to keep my muscle tone. Then I've got to keep the skin. But see, the muscles, if you keep them firm and big and you have the right amount of protein and all the other enzymes and minerals that are needed for the muscle, they're going to keep the skin, because the muscles are big, they prop the skin up. So this is my next venture, is checking into how to keep this body looking as good as it can and for as long as it possibly can, because I don't ever want to be frail.
The other thing is, I often look at people as they get into that kind of age range, and sometimes I think if you lose too much body fat without the muscle underneath it, it can make you look more gaunt, more frail. So I'm not saying we should put on weight, but actually a little layer of fat over our skin as we get older, it softens our look.
They do say you're supposed to gain weight as you get older. Sod that. I don't mind the wrinkles. I don't mind, you know, the wrinkles when I smile and what have you, so long as it's a healthy face that's looking at you with a few wrinkles. I don't like the frown lines, so I do Botox those. Now, Calum does this acupuncture facial, so I'm after that next. I've got to check that out.
I think that's such a healthy attitude.
And the teeth. You've got to keep your teeth nice.
Keep them nice. Keep them white.
So important.
Especially, that's another thing with guys as well, who are scared of having stuff done. Actually, teeth whitening is such a simple thing that a man can do, and it makes such a difference.
You can only whiten them if you've got them. First, you've got to look after your teeth.
Me and Angie can't stop talking, basically. So much still to talk about when we come back and carry on our interview with Angie Best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Miles Younker Counter. Today we're talking teeth whitening. Now, Having your teeth whitened will make a huge difference, but you don't have to pay a fortune at the dentist to do it. Let's start with this, the Pep White Ultra Strong Teeth Whitening Kit, which has got a lightning system that's been developed by dentists and uses the whitening light to help speed up the process so you don't actually have to leave the peroxide on your teeth for so long. And you can find this for around £20. Now, for a toothpaste, I'd recommend Pronamel Whitening Toothpaste. It will obviously protect that enamel. And the thing with enamel is that it's white, and what's underneath it is dentine, which is yellow. So the stronger and the thicker your enamel is, basically the whiter your teeth will look. Keep your enamel in good condition. Try using Pronamel toothpaste. And also for general maintenance, please try the Beverly Hills Formula Activated Charcoal Natural Whitening Mouthwash. Now, charcoal, I don't know if you know this, helps remove tannins from your teeth. And tannins come from things like wine, tea, coffee, spicy food. So if you want to maintain your teeth to look whiter for longer, then all you need to do is maybe use this mouthwash after you've had those drinks, and your teeth will be less stained over time. Who wants to spend their every waking hour as they get older? The maintenance gets longer. I think for every year, you almost have to spend another 10 minutes in front of the mirror. Yeah. Well, if we carry on like that, by the time we're 80, by the time we're ready to go out, it'll be time to go to bed.
Oh, I tell you what. No, you're absolutely right. But I tell you what I must do next is, you know, they draw in your eyebrows with those fine that look like hairs. What's that called?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I can't remember the technical name of it. Okay.
Because as you age, you lose this back end of your eyebrow. My eyebrows have all gone. I don't know where they've gone, but they've gone. So now I have to pencil them in. It is such a production in the morning to get the shape right as you're penciling in this fucking eyebrow. So I'm going to have them done so I don't have to do that. So that's one off.
Oh. But it's just those things that they're little things that you've noticed, but what you're not doing is you're not going, I want to get rid of all of those wrinkles or change this.
No.
Because, and some people do have an issue with that. And what worries me is girls now in their sort of late 20s, early 30s, and they're starting this baby Botox and then they're having the main Botox because they don't want to ever get a wrinkle. But at some point, you're going to lose that battle, aren't you?
Oh, good God, yes. In fact, the earlier you start, the quicker the battle's lost. Mind you, having said that, a plastic surgeon once said to me in Hollywood that the sooner you have your facelift, the less stuff you have to do when you're older. And he was absolutely right, because I had mine at 46. I didn't need it, but no, it was free.
So I wouldn't. How would I even know you'd had a facelift? No, I would never know. No. Oh, my goodness, I've never.
I don't do filler. I do a little bit of Botox here, and that's it. Don't do anything. And I love it, because I did it early.
Which brings me round to your time in Hollywood. Ooh. You don't mind me asking. No. I know you were obviously over there for a number of years, and you work with some big names over there. And I want to ask you about, if you don't mind, about Cher. Because she is someone who I think we're all just fascinated by, but who is honest as you like about everything that
she's
had done.
Absolutely, yeah. She just opens her mouth and it all comes out. Yeah. God bless her, yeah.
And with her, I mean, it's unfeasible when I see her body and how she looks at that age. It really is. I can't...
Every trick in the book, that girl knows.
I can't think how she does that.
Well, she does it because she is her industry. So her whole life is about taking care of her. She has the best people looking after her and a slew of them. And they know what they're doing because they've kept her going all these years. She doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, she eats organic, she's really strict about her food. She exercises every single day. I remember when if she were going to do a movie or a music video or something, we would exercise for 5 hours a day. We'd do everything. We would aerobic, we'd weight lift, we'd stretch, we'd run, we would do everything. Because she knew that that was the key to keeping back the years at bay, and it was, and it still is.
And that's her work. I just wonder, does there come a point where you go, but is she enjoying life?
Oh, she's having an amazing time. Are you kidding? They've got a musical coming out about her. She's still going strong in Las Vegas. She is having such a good time. God bless her.
So she's not missing a bit of chocolate or a glass of wine?
No. Oh, no, she doesn't. No. She's not a wine girl.
No.
No, she loves her chocolate and her ice cream. But that's okay, you know? It's all about balance.
Who do you, other people that you have worked, apart from obviously Cher, you've talked about, who I can hear that you admire in many ways, are there other people that you admire who are thinking they're really getting it right? Or maybe people you think, actually, I think I'd like to get hold of them because they maybe need to work.
I admire and love to look at Raquel Welch, Jane Fonda. They've done it right.
The only thing about all those people that have in common is, and people listening to this will have gone, actually, you know what? They've got lots of money. They've got all the money in the world and success. They can afford to have people who help them, afford to have the right diet. I mean, even eating organically isn't cheap. So it's harder for some people to do all this, isn't it?
It really is. And that is such a sad thing. But it's not if you want to. Because instead of spending money on the bottle of wine, buy your organic food. Instead of driving, sitting on the bus, walk. There's always a way if you want it well enough. I have no money, but I manage to have all my supplements. I have been supplementing since I was 22 years old. Didn't need to then, but I wanted to. Don't know why. Now I do. I supplement everything now, from my brain to my skin to my bones to the protein. I supplement everything.
How many pills are you taking in the morning?
God, about 8 in the morning and 10 at bedtime.
What's next for Angie Best? I know, obviously, you have this fantastic business here that we're at by the river here in Henley. And I guess something like that, that keeps you young as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. It's heaven. I've got arthritis in my shoulder. And I thought, bugger. Because it's now restricting my movement, and that really pisses me off because I play tennis like a fiend. I ride my horse and I work out. So having arthritis inhibits me. So I woke up one morning and there's a commercial for people who've got arthritis, and there's this young lad trying to get out of bed to go to his new job, and he can't because he's got arthritis. So I wrote a treatment for an arthritis documentary. It's liked. We've done a tester for it, so now I'm waiting to see who picks it up so I can make this documentary. In it, we're talking about how people can get rid of arthritis.
Do you know what you are? And I think that a lot of people who do look good for their age are fighters, natural fighters, because actually it is a fight every day as you get older. And but what you're doing is you're standing up to it and you're putting in the work and getting the results. And I always think that's a great message of people. And if you're one of those people who gives up at everything, then you will lose this battle too.
Absolutely. I will never be complacent about aging. Never. I don't want to sit down. Now, I say that, but my son loves it when I'm at home doing my needlepoint. I love needlepoint. I've been doing it since I was 19. But I will never get complacent about life or aging. I'm always wanting to know what's going on, how to, where to, and what to do to keep myself youthful, happy, and interested. You've got to keep your mind alive, haven't you?
I think that's a really strong and inspirational message to end this podcast
Thank
with.
You.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you. I honestly could talk to you all day because you know it all. But I wish you all the best here. And
all the best.
I look forward to seeing you. Yes, do you like that? and, you know, I'm sure you're going to continue to be looking amazing well into your 70s, your 80s. You should just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, darling.
I think you'll agree, Angie was very honest. She knows her stuff. And I have to say, she looks incredible. I really enjoyed chatting to her. Right now, on the Miles Younger Truth this week, men and beauty products. And I'm not talking moisturiser here. I'm talking things like face masks, intensive treatments that you might put on your face, which definitely will have an impact on your skin condition. But are men still a little bit maybe scared of this stuff? Or if not scared, not willing to talk about it? Well, I thought it was about time I found out. So what I did was I put a face mask on and I went out onto the streets of London to see what people would think.
Do I know you?
No, what do you mean, do I know you?
You're off the telly, aren't you?
How do you know I'm off the telly looking like this?
I know you. Oh. Look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Would you use this in the privacy of your own bathroom?
Probably not. Yeah, I'm not that way inclined as to
bother about how you look.
Yeah. Yeah. This is me and that's it.
How old do you think I am? 28.
Yes, late 20s.
Really? I'm 48.
Are you?
Yeah.
With hair?
Do you look after your skin at all, or I haven't got time for that?
I do. I moisturise every day.
Do you? Good
yes.
for you, man.
I haven't done since I was about 17.
Well, because you've got good skin.
Thank you.
That's what it is. Would you try one of these? A face mask?
I have done face masks.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. You've never been out and about in one, I guess.
No, not like you. No, it looks a little bit odd.
Some interesting reactions there. Some funny reactions. And yeah, no, you're right, I was brave. Thank you for saying that. People did look at me rather oddly at times, but some people were brilliant and they loved it. And if you want to see what happened, you can see the full video on my YouTube channel. You'll find that at Miles Younger TV. And there is also a link in the description to today's podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.